Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
Now, if you're a woman and living in rural Ireland and have a new business venture, this next item will be of great interest to you. Acorns is a mentoring scheme for women entrepreneurs in rural Ireland whose businesses are in the early stages of growth. The idea is that a group of women meet for 6 months and are mentored by an established businesswoman as they navigate those early months of having their own business. Applications to join are now open, and who better to explain how the mentoring scheme works than three women who've completed the programme and can tell us about their own experiences. I'm joined by Joanne Butler of Organics Garden in Gertahurk, County Donegal, Emma Ryan of Bakelicious in Navan, County Meath, and Katrina Considine of Moor Cottage at the Cliffs of Moor in County Clare. Good morning. How are you all today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Brenda.
Have you all had the coffee yet and everything? Are you ready to rock?
Absolutely.
Just about. Right. Yes, just about.
Katrina, can I talk to you first, please? You're originally from Galway, is that right? Working
That's
in Dublin.
Right.
And then you met a fella, a farmer, of course, from County Clare. And then the whole business took off. So will you just give me a little bit of your background?
Yeah, thanks, Brenda. I'm from Galway City, but I was... Since college, I moved to Dublin. I was working in various corporate roles in IT and wind energy. Then I met a farmer from lovely Liscannor, right beside the Cliffs of Moher in Clare, and everything kind of changed from then. You don't ask a farmer to move to Dublin, you know. So I commuted up and down for years. We got married in 2012, but obviously the commute started to wear thin. Even opportunities in County Clare for me in the roles that I was in, you know, just weren't there. And it was, you know, begin to take its toll. You're leaving this gorgeous place before sunrise, coming back at sunset, and the whole commuting, you know, life was a struggle. So when I couldn't find any opportunities here, and, you know, we just started talking about maybe we need to create something. And we were fortunate. We are on a busy tourist trail beside the Cliffs of Moher on the Wild Atlantic Way, and we had a really cute old cowshed and pigsty. And we started to think about what could we do with that. I suppose I travelled a lot with work and saw, you know, lots of nice places and just had an idea of bringing something new for the visitor to the area and the local. And that's where Moher Cottage started. And we looked to renovate our cowshed into what is... Moher Cottage, a destination gift and coffee shop now on the Wild Atlantic Way beside the cliffs. And we opened in March 2017 with the support of Acorns along the way, of course.
Amazing, Katrina, because yeah. I'm just thinking, how many people do you employ now?
Yeah, we've 9 this
wow.
year, which is, full-time and part-time, you know, a combination and, a busy summer, thanks be to God, with the support of all the Irish on their holidays here, which yeah. has been amazing.
And tell me a little bit about your connection then with Acorns and meeting Paula Fitzsimons. Was that a game changer for you?
Absolutely. I had heard about Acorns, and we were in the kind of very early stages of renovation. We had got our planning permission, thanks to the Clare County Council, and we were, you know, just starting a renovation. I'd heard about it, and then myself and Kevin went on a day out to the ploughing championships, as you do, mm-hmm. and we happened to meet Paula in the enterprise tent. Paula Fitzsimons, who's the director of the Acorns programme. And straight away, her passion and her energy and her support for female businesses just blew me away. And it really confirmed to me there, you know, I would really love to get in there. And luckily enough, you know, it's a competitive process and you put in your application, but it's a very simple application to put in. But I was fortunate to then get accepted and started shortly after that in 2016.
So I'm trying to get my head around then, what does it do for you, or what has it done for you and your business? And how do you feel it helped you, I suppose, get on your feet? Because it is about the early stages of a business.
Yeah. And, you know, I would have been used to working in corporate environments and you're used to sitting around, you know, tables with the team and working through issues and everything. But when you're starting out in a business on your own, you really are isolated. You're working maybe on your own. You have nobody to bounce ideas off. And then Acorns stepped in here. And really, it's based on the belief that entrepreneurs all learn best from one another. And it's, you have interactive roundtable sessions facilitated by very successful female entrepreneurs who volunteer their time to support the Acorns programme. And they're ladies that have started and grown businesses in rural Ireland themselves. And basically you meet monthly, there was eight in my team, and you sit around the table with your lead entrepreneur and you trash out any issues, you set goals for the previous month, you report back. So I really think Acorns makes us all, and certainly made me, move faster than I would on my own. For me, as a setting up a gift shop, you know, I met a huge number of really talented designers and craft makers that were starting out themselves. So it allowed me to stock their products in my store and bring something different and fresh to this area. And it was that really made such a difference here.
OK, before I move on to Joanne, just tell me, what's your biggest seller this summer?
Oh, listen, and you know, the Acorns products are really still, some from the very beginning are still with me and still doing really well. We've Jo Brown's natural skincare brand. She's from Carlow, always fantastic. Sweet Liv and Kenny, it's a personalised gifting company set up by Claire Skehan in Kilkenny. She moved back from the USA to her hometown in Kilkenny and set up that business, and she's personalised chocolate bars for me and everything, and they fly out. Trisha's Honey Products, she's a third generation beekeeper in Waterford, also an Acorn, and she makes organic skincare products, and her hand cream after all our sanitizer use is amazing, our hand balm, you know. So there's a lot of
Well, I'm going to be dropping in, but I might also drop up to Joanne Butler and Organics Garden. Good morning, Joanne and Donegal, but you're originally a Derry girl.
I am, yes, and I moved to Donegal, and I've been living there ever since. I moved in 2003 to Gortahork, so I think I have nearly half my life now in Donegal.
So nearly, but not quite.
Yeah, nearly, but not quite.
Tell me the idea behind your business, Organics Garden.
Yeah, so Organic Gardens is an educational garden, and it's based in Gortahork, where we run workshops in growing food and permaculture principles and also horticultural therapy. Now, like Katrina there, it started off very much that I came from the city, settled in Donegal, and kind of like just started to look around me and see, wow, this is a beautiful idyllic place, but where's all the vegetables that's growing, you know, in my mind. We were renting a house, and the farmer had actually come down to me one day and he said, do you want to help yourself to some cabbages? And I was the city girl looking out going, you mean I can just go up there and pick these cabbages? And he said, yeah, go up and help yourself. And I was just newly married at the time, and my husband came home from work that day and the backyard was covered in these cabbages. And he said, what are we going to do with all these? I says, well, we're going to cook them and we're going to eat them. But that was my journey, started about thinking about where our food comes from, and just really wanting to get the gardening bug.
And then Acorns came into your life. How did it work for you, and what is it doing for you?
Yeah, well, the journey up until I started to think about running a business, which was in 2018, because beforehand I turned the gardening into working in the community and being out with community gardens all around Donegal. And in 2018, someone said to me, wow, you must have a great garden at home. And I said, well, you know, I'm out here working all the time. But like that, I was leaving the house every day, not wanting to leave the house and wanting to set up a business. So I remember at the time joining my local Donegal Women in Business. And then I came across the Acorns programme with that. And when I applied to the Acorns programme, I think at the time I thought, you know, a bit of that imposter syndrome. I thought that I'm not going to fit in here. I didn't feel like a businesswoman. But from the very, very beginning, I felt I was given that kind of, you know, feeling that, you know, you are one of the tribe as such.
And speaking, Joanna, of one of the tribe, in Navan in County Meath, Emer Reynolds is there as well with her business, Bakealicious. Good morning, Emer. How are you? Where's my
cake?
Good
morning. It's in the post, I promise.
So you're listening to Katrina and Joanna there. I mean, first of all, you were a part of Acorns and COVID hit. But
yes,
take me back just a little bit. What's the idea behind your business?
So I have a bakery and cafe in Navan, and basically, I started it because I couldn't find any very nice cake. So we make everything with spelt flour, with Irish butter, with Irish eggs. And then we also cater for people who are like gluten intolerant, dairy intolerant, vegan. So we kind of have a slice of cake for everybody in our cabinet.
It's very nerve-wracking deciding to go out on your own and set up a business, because there's so much at stake, really, in terms of, you know, your own self, the finances, the future, the worries. I mean, was that something that getting involved with Acorns helped you with, Emer?
Definitely. Yeah, like there's so much at stake. I think when you start off, you've kind of this blind idea that it's going to be all okay. But then when you get into Acorns and you go through the nitty gritty of it and kind of like look at your business from a helicopter view, you get a better idea of how you can steer your business and what areas need to be looked at and kind of new ideas that you can also explore.
It's fascinating, and it's great to hear about your businesses. And you know what's very impressive is that you are mentored and they give their time free, these mentors. I'm sure that's really added to all of you and brought a lot of value to your own businesses.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think the lead entrepreneurs, the time that they give up is unbelievable. And they're always there and they're always kind of a phone call away then as well. But yeah, no, they're very, very beneficial.
All right. Well, look, thanks very much, Katrina from More Cottages, Joanne from Organic Garden, and Emer from Bakealicious. Now, if you're a woman living in rural Ireland with an early stage business, you might like to visit aircorns.ie to find out about their application process for the next round of the programme. The closing date is 10th of September, which gives you plenty of time to do a really good application. Thanks to the funding from the Department of Education, Food and the Marine, and the tireless works I mentioned there earlier of the volunteer mentors, it's free. Paula Fitzsimons is the powerhouse behind Acorns, and you can hear her later this morning on Reignite with Áine Kerr here on RT Radio 1 at 10 o'clock. Thank you so much, Katrina, Joanne and Emer, and the very best of luck to you in your businesses.